The Town Mouse and the Country Mouse. Once upon a time, a town mouse went to visit his cousin in the country.
Welcome, welcome, Cousin Mouse. You must be tired after your long trip out from the city. I've made a wonderful dinner for you. Beans and bacon, cheese and bread. Please sit down and I'll pour you some milk.
Humph! Is that all you have to offer me after my long trip? Where's the jam? Where are the crepes and croissants? How can you tolerate such plain food? But then, what can one expect in the country? You know, cousin, you should come with me. We'll go back to the city, and I'll show you how to really live.
I'd like to visit the city, cousin.
Well, come on, then.
Off went the two furry friends. They were able to catch a ride in the back of a milk truck and arrived at the town mouse's front door early the next morning. The town mouse made his home between the outer walls and the inner walls of a mighty mansion.
You'll want to eat a little something after your long journey. Come, I'll show you how a town mouse eats. Here is the grand dining room.
Ooh!
The two mice scurried under the gigantic dining room table, eating up scraps of jellies, cakes, and cookies, pieces of meat and fruit, and all manner of tasty morsels.
What's that?
It's only the dogs of the house.
The town mouse tried not to sound frightened, but the country mouse saw that his cousin looked with shaking tail at the kitchen door. Suddenly, the kitchen door flew open, and in bounded two huge and hairy dogs. The two mice barely made it back in time to the town mouse's hole.
Oh, goodbye, cousin!
What, going so soon?
Yes, sir, better beans and bacon in peace and quiet than cakes and meat in fear.
Thank you.